talk real loud, just talk normally, but
yeah,
Mike picks up everything pretty well. Have a small introduction. This is Jeff Collier. I'm with the Youngstown State University Oral History Program. Today's date is September 15th, 1975, and I'm speaking with Mr. Lamont Jacobs at the Youngstown YMCA, and its address is 17 North Champion Street in Youngstown. Mr. Jacobs has been affiliated with the YMCA for a number of years and is presently co-chairman of the 1975 YMCA campaign. Mr. Jacobs, could you give me some background about yourself to include things as where you were born and raised, your high school education, and also your college education, and presently what you do as far as business?
I have been born and raised in the Youngstown area, lived here all my life, attended Youngstown high schools, and no formal college degree. However, took some night courses at Youngstown College, as it was called at that particular time. Went into the sales field and have been with the George L. Williams Company for some 42 years, and at present vice president of that concern and district manager in the Youngstown area and the Youngstown division. My affiliation with the YMCA has been some 50 years since I was 9 years old and eligible to belong to the Youngstown YMCA. I was encouraged here by my father, who was a businessman's club man and a volleyball player and active in Camp Fitch and in general YMCA functions. This encouraged me and kept me into the Y program. And at that time, when we came to membership campaigns, my first experience of this one was in the boys' division and in my teens. And somehow someone got me on a team that year in the campaign. And being just a kid, I was interested and active. But my dad, I remember, took me over to a prominent businessman. And I'm sure by no influence on what I had to say or do, but this man bought 10 memberships from me, and I was the happiest day of my life. And I think this probably kept my interest in the YMCA and started it in this direction, so that I have always been a member. My father had until his death just a couple years ago, and was active in Camp Fitch and the general programs. Then I was married and have 6 children, and as a result of my experience in the YMCA, the various membership campaigns over the years, I had my boys, who were twin boys, and active also in the Y, and at that time we started a lad and dad father and son night, as we called it at that time, pre-Y age, and was one of the first father and sons in that particular group. It was about three, Sweet Hunnicky and his son, and Bill Gutenek and his son. It was just a few of us that started this. This program is still in operation, but that was pre-Y. Then this kept coming along. My boys became interested and continued in the Y. They became active in Camp Fitch, were junior leaders here, and were leaders at Camp Fitch, as was our two girls who followed, were on various jobs and active in Camp Fitch program. We continued on, and this influence from my father to me in the YMCA has been very effective. By example and by participation, encouraged by my father, and with me, with my sons, and at present, my one son is on the board and is the past president of the Fairfield YMCA, and down there in Cincinnati. My son Lamar is a local man here with the association, has been here all his life and active here, and is in the membership campaign as co-chairman this year. So that the exposure has been handed down, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
As the family programs come along, my wife and I have been into the family swim programs, and my two younger children, Tad, who is our youngest boy, was in camp and has functioned here as in the family program with us, and spent part of his time while a student at Youngstown State, and a part-time job in the boys division here. Our youngest girl is in the program now, in the women's exercise program.
Mm-hmm.
And so that the entire example and motivation to participate in the Y program has been one of the, has been a very, very big influence in my life. And I've been on the board here for several years and was active in various membership campaigns over the past, and also with the YMCA Ohio West Virginia Area Council. I functioned there doing some special work in the housekeeping seminars throughout the state, which relates to my business, which is in cleaning chemicals and soaps, etc., maintenance type operation. So
mm-hmm.
I had some rapport there with a lot of available information that was good for these housekeeping institutes. And so I functioned there. And after that, I served on in some membership conferences in the Ohio West Virginia area, the YMCA area. So we have been, I've been involved in some form or other of the Y all of my life. I believe that one of the biggest advancements in our present association here, with the facilities we have here, which can be matched by no one, I believe, and not only that, but our staff and program tie with this. But as a result of this, we are serving more people in different areas of community action than I have ever seen, because we now have women's programs, girls' programs, pushing very hard on family programs. Our problems of parking and transportation from the outskirts of town down to the central branch are being minimized. We're solving some of these problems. But most of all, I think that the Youngstown Association, as I see it, that I have seen the going away from the Christian motivation in the Y program that was minimized here for years back, but this is changing now. And I see the association here and in other areas becoming more aware of their national responsibility and their international responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And the work that they're doing throughout the world, which is an influence on underprivileged countries, underprivileged people, and in most instances, the public are not aware of this. A very great pet of mine has been over the years has been that we have been very lax in our public relations programs of the association with the general public, as well as advertising. At one time it was just frowned upon that we would do such a thing, that we didn't have to, and so forth. But I felt that this needed some motivation. And today, within this past year, we've had some very fine Youngstown professional people give their services to the YMCA for helping them the direction of public relations work and advertising in both newspaper, radio, and TV, merely to get the story of the YMCA and its image out to the public. I believe that in the past, years ago, people had the image of the YMCA as it was then, and as we grew through the years, the YMCA seemed to assume that everyone had that same image.
What was that image?
That image was that it was strictly a boys, men's function that was done mostly for a public community effort toward underprivileged children, mm-hmm. and underprivileged boys, not children, underprivileged boys, and that it was limited to this. And they always felt that this was just one of those things. So that they had a hard time changing that image, because some people still feel that way. The purpose of it is not to do this as we see it, because the Christian relationship in a family unit today is far more important than it ever has been. And don't misunderstand, we can't do everything about this, but we can do something, and we are doing something. The other agencies in the past years, part of the reason for, I think, the change in this is that the federal programs and the federal monies that have been used to fund underprivileged children, community action programs, and as well as some church programs, some parochial programs, some community programs, some service clubs and their functions, have all had a great part in this, and they're all doing their share, but it's far short of the needs of the community in general. And there isn't another organization that covers the scope of an entire family to the aspect of their body, mind, and spirit, as the YMCA program will do. There again, that image comes back in because the people were not aware of this. As well as the national program, the international program, our World Service Program is a fantastic thing. We participate in these programs in a small way, mm-hmm. because we've been more concerned, and rightfully so, with our local community and doing the job here that we see needs to be done. So that the various agencies that have made this possible has been great. The community chests, we are, of course, receive about 11% of our income from community chests, and this is fed back through to underprivileged boys and girls in their programs, and funding the various community projects that we have that cannot be financed through our regular budget of money. This has played a very important part.
Are you saying then that the image of the Y has gone from a boys, men's, to a family unit?
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes. It's moving in that direction because of its need.
Okay. A question about what you had spoken about earlier, and that is concerning the father-son relationship that you had as a boy and that you've instilled, of course, in your children. Do you feel that this is something that's been instrumental in making the Youngstown YMCA the foundation that it is in it? And it, like you said, it's a very good YMCA. Has this played an important part, do you feel, in the overall picture? You mentioned Lad Dad Night and several people that were, like yourself, involved in that program, and of course it's still going today. But was it always that, were there always that many people, where the father-son relationship, as you were growing up, was there and you saw it, and do you think that it's being instilled in other people now and being carried forward?
Yes, Jeff, it definitely is, because as a matter of fact, back there, there was not too many. The program was small because there again, the information was not out to the general public, and we weren't moving many people in that direction. However, it's growing by leaps and bounds because the program of the Y has now branched into Indian Guide Program, Indian Princess. This is a function very similar to Boy Scout, Cub Scouts, and Bluebirds, etc. Yes. This is, however, this is just fathers and sons or fathers and daughters. There again, the family relationship there. Also, the Lad and Dad program, as I said, is still functioning. The High Y, Tri High Y school program. This is, here again, youth connected with parents involved also. Mm-hmm. Our swimming team programs is advanced. Our family programs, especially in Camp Fitch, for family weekends and for family camp week, has been a very, very popular thing with us. All of this is part of the motivation of example and participation that I see those children are going to continue their interest in the YMCA, and they're seeing it in the new image, not the old image. So that our big job, as I see it, is functioning with the public. I would like to mention this also, that we at one time had two branches in Youngstown, and we finally closed these. And because of the necessary monies to operate these, and with the facilities we have here, in order to facilitate a better program, these were all brought together under one roof here, and with some opposition. However, within the past year, we've had more function with the black community and with other communities, more active participation than we've ever had before. Mm-hmm. And I know of years back that had this been mentioned at that time, someone would say it would never work.
Yes.
And possibly at the time it may not have worked, but it's working beautifully. And we're just very, very pleased that we're able to step in this direction. Mm-hmm. Our youth program is serving the youth in many, many ways. We're having high school prom dances here. We're having various school functions. Oh, even the guides and the princesses programs come in here and function. So it's the tie-in with the association so that they're being exposed to it in ways that they will remember this. And this will be the future YMCA in its progress of doing a better job in the community. Mm-hmm.
Talking about the family unit and, of course, bringing in the involvement of women, which is something that's been active through the years, but certainly not as active as it is presently. Do you foresee eventually the YWCA being either phased out or closing or merging with the YMCA?
No, not necessarily. I believe that, like I said before, there's other agencies that fill their need in the community, and I believe the YWCA has a need in this in the community. Mm-hmm. And I believe that merging them together would not necessarily improve either's program. I believe that both can function. However, there are some YW and YMCA combinations throughout the country, and some very successful. But there again, they have come together by those two names, but in fact, they are family, community family YMCA programs. They are not YM or YW. They're actually family programs. Mm-hmm. And so we're trying to do the same thing. The YWCA is trying to do the same thing. And I believe both can function because there's far more need than what both can serve. Mm-hmm. And I believe that there's a need for both associations.
Of course, some of the programs and things like that can be offered or influenced by monies, and of course, right now, being in a campaign here, the YMCA, money is very important because, of course, it pays the employees, keeps the physical plant running and things like that. Do you foresee money problems in the future for organizations such as the YMCA? And if you could expound on that at all.
Yes, very definitely. The membership monies that we receive through campaigns are either participating memberships or donor memberships is only a, it's a great part of it, but it is not all of it, because without the corporations giving to our various programs, even in our investment programs, whereby we may through wills and donations from foundations, etc., we are able to keep generating some money to help our operating expenses. In this past year, another advancement that we have made is in this particular area of different types of memberships that would be classified as donor memberships to an extent, mm-hmm. but from corporations as such. And these monies are invested for income purposes to benefit our budgeted operating money. And also we were encouraging people to include the YMCA in their wills. This is a very, very important part of our financial program. However, this is getting more difficult every year. Also, the rates have had to, like everything else, has had to increase. And the senior men and the Y Athletic Club and these particular participating memberships are priced so that they might generate income for the loss that we have on the boys and the girls, the youth memberships, and also to the donor memberships for underprivileged children.
Yes.
So that it becomes a bigger thing to finance this this full program and to expand on the program. It's very, very expensive today. Mm-hmm. So I think that it is going to become a problem, but it's got to be. The reason for our public relations and our advertising program, in my estimation, is in looking ahead to this, that the public itself, the individual person in the community, are going to have to be participating more in the financial interest of this and like organizations for the YMCA Association to advance in the community. And to advance to increase its programs.
If we could step back now a little bit in time and talk about, if we put the YMCA that you had made mention of coming here, of course, with your father. When you started coming, did you say you were 9 years old when you began attending the YMCA?
That's right.
What was the YMCA like at that time, if you could, in terms of both physical facilities that were offered and also some any of the programs that you might remember? Of course, including if, you had mentioned of the Lad Dad program. They didn't have anything like that at the time that you were coming down here.
So, primarily, Jeff, in those days, the facilities, of course, were small, mm-hmm. and you had, the boys would have primarily, Saturday would be the day, mm-hmm. where Saturday morning the walls would just be busting with boys all over the place. And it was primarily a physical program, gym, running, swimming, etc. Now, that was basically what it was, and the game room and this type of thing. And then, like, twice a week, your particular age group would have an opportunity to come down for a swim or something like that. Mm-hmm. The swim training program was very effective. I got mine, my kids learned to swim through this program. There again, the Learn to Swim program in the summer for the community has been a tremendous asset to the community here. But back in those days, it was very limited compared to what we have today, because we have all types of programs, the crafts, the karates, the scuba, the various aspects of interest for kids today is just so far beyond that, that it's a real delight for me to see this, because it could not function today with this, because we're too advanced for this. And as a matter of fact, one of the reasons, Jeff, for the advancement of a lot of our programs here has been the Youngstown State building their physical plant for their facility. But prior to that, we had the students in your program from the university that functioned here at the Y in the mornings, and also many used our dormitory. Well, this phased out, this actually gave us a better opportunity, because this is where our girls and women's program is coming in, because here we have the physical facilities here, and in the mornings from 9 to 11, we have a lot of unused space, and this was a great help to us, because prior to that, we could not, it was almost impossible to figure any other program for when people were available to have the facilities to do it. But today, we have that morning program, and this is the reason for an advancement in the pre-Y tots, underage with their mothers, the women's programs and the girls' programs and so forth have advanced, because they're using time that the building is laying idle.
Yes, which before would have been used by the Youngstown State,
right.
In growing up with the YMCA, making mention, of course, of the fact, as you did, that the physical plant was not or could not offer the things that it did today due to expansion now and things such as that. You may mention, if I'm not mistaken, about the fact that you were in a leaders' club.
Yes.
As you grew up. What did this encompass, a leaders' club at that time? And when were you in the leaders' club first, let me ask?
Yeah, in the high school age.
Okay.
High school age, they would take, you could join the leaders' club if you had the interest and the desire to help in the physical department, in the gym programs, particularly on Saturdays, they needed a lot of help, and the same as the junior leader program today, although it has more to do than just that.
Mm-hmm.
But this was helping, it helped me in learning the leadership in the program and working with other kids, younger, of course, so you always work with a younger group, under the direction of a qualified physical director. And this program rubbed right on through to Camp Fitch for leadership. So all of this is just part of one's education. And at the time, you don't realize this until mm-hmm. till later. In the case of my children, four of my children, when they got to the college level, were advisors and guidance people and floor overseers, etc. So that all of this utilized some of the experience and the education that they got in the Y Association.
Mm-hmm. Out of curiosity, who was the person that was in charge of the Leaders Club when you were in the Leaders Club? Paul Davies at that time?
Paul Davies was general executive, yes, okay. At that time, yes. Paul Davies was the general executive. And,
who would have been in the gym program?
The gym program.
Skates?
Skates was...
Fairfield, Al Fairfield?
Al Fairfield, Randy Leeshen, Joe Check, who just retired recently,
yes.
Had a very effective junior leaders program. This is later, of course, but Joe Check was involved when my boys were coming through the leader program.
Mm-hmm.
But over the years, the camp directors, from Paulie Roundback to Jack McPhee, Joe Check, like that, all of these men, this has always been a very important part of the entire program, and I think that the quality of our staff here has been very noticeable, because we see calls coming from all over the country to get our
interesting note, and of course that is, first of all, the Leaders Club is still very strong and active here. Secondly, that in talking with Dick Bennett, of course, Dick Bennett was in charge when I was in the Leaders Club. The fact that so many of the people have gone into YMCA work as a professional field, of course, I'm sure was started. associated with the YMCA through the Leaders Club here at this organization.
Our track record has been exceptional here in recognized statewide and nationally for this particular thing. And first, it's the quality of the entire program of this association has made it desirable for young men who maybe think they might be interested. They've been pulled into this association, and because of this, and the type of men that we've had here, this is what I feel is responsible out of all of this leadership training. These people see this and feel this, and this is what has made so many Y-affiliated people go to other associations throughout the country, and we have never deviated from this program, and this is the reason for our advancement at this point.
I would like to ask you a little bit about campaigns. You made mention of the fact that you worked your very first campaign when you were 16 years old. How, if any way, have the campaigns changed over the years?
Yes, there's been a great change because I think it's probably because the involvement of people in the community that work in these campaigns. There are so many of them today, and each person, each business professional, industrial, what have you, men who are involved in a campaign one way or the other, if they are good and exceptional, and they like this kind of work, they're in all of them, practically. And this has made it difficult because the good ones seem to become fewer, or at least they're spread a little more, so that the leadership has the numbers of leaders has been a little more difficult to get. Mm-hmm. The quality is the same, and I would say that our membership campaigns at this association have been most outstanding, and as a result of the past work through industry, who have had a great part in this, because we've had the cooperation of the industrial leaders, that the men in their particular plants or in the operations themselves, they've given permission to function for the YMCA. There again, the business of professional people have always been here, and so that I believe that it just has come up that this has been in our community one of the outstanding functioning financial campaigns. Mm-hmm. In the community.
Mm-hmm. Would you say that businesses have changed as far as the way they work with the YMCA? And let me further clarify that by saying, of course, businesses in Youngstown, let's say 30 years ago, or many times locally owned, and as businesses become involved with outside interests, a good example might be, for instance, and I won't say that Strauss has ever worked on a campaign because I don't know that, but of course at one time the Strauss family or the McKelvey family or heck, we could name numerous companies that were owned by local families. As they have been purchased and bought out by larger concerns, has this in any way, shape, or form hurt the campaigns?
Yes, it has, because the more outside interests that become involved in the local businesses, the less interest the interest lessens a little. It doesn't diminish completely, but in part of these, it has been left down now to those who are in the employee who might have some interest. Now, many of them. Most of them donate money, but smaller amounts.
Yes.
Before, we had more influence from the local ownership people who had a bigger part to play in the association's work in the community. Big industries, as they have changed managements, have been down a little bit, been very receptive to our program. And, however, the the bigger the corporations get, or the new management have more interest outside of the Youngstown community. So we'd be, instead of being the whole, we are a part of their total giving.
Yes.
So that I believe that this has had a little effect. However, I believe some of the areas of participation have changed. The awareness of management to the physical condition of their key personnel has instigated in them, motivating them to a physical fitness program, which we are very, very proud of here.
Have you involved those people by some means? In other words, have their executives come down to the Y? Is that what you're...
Yes, we're in this program right now.
Okay.
We have probably over 225 at least in our physical fitness program. This is this are all types of persons that can come morning, noon, night, all during the week, in classified and regulated physical fitness programs according to examination of the individual as to the level at which they should exercise.
Mm-hmm.
As a result of this, we have some industries who are being encouraged to and getting together some executives in groups who will come down as a company group. Now, this is a new aspect and a very refined one, but it's saying something. They realize the importance of the physical fitness program, and of course, in conjunction with this, our rapport with the Youngstown Heart Association has been tremendous, because our ProCare program, which you probably are aware of, is cardiac people who come in three different times a week, and as a result of their doctor's recommendation, are moved into a heart program. We have some of this, we have the equipment that do the testing, etc. And this has just been an outstanding advancement in community service. And all of this just relates back to the importance showing your image and your true function to the community, and making the people, family, wives, daughters, sons, men, fathers, be aware of the importance of their health and their bodies, and that with a little bit of function in the YMCA program, they can feel better and have a better life and will function better every day. But it's making the people realize that they should do it now, that they shouldn't wait. And I think this is part of what we're doing here. I don't know whether this has been mentioned or not, Jeff, but you tell some people that before 8 o'clock in the morning you'll get from 30 to 40 businessmen in and out of the YMCA before 8 o'clock in the morning. It's kind of hard for some people to believe, but I personally have been in this program for some 3 years, and I feel better than I have for 15 years. I come in at 7 o'clock in the morning, and there's some men who've already played handball and they're getting dressed ready to go out. And then, well, when I first saw this, I couldn't believe it either. But this is it. This is so that, to me, the association becomes a way of life that many people do not recognize. A way of life which pertains to their physical body, and it's a God-given thing, and I think it's a marvelous thing that we have facilities such as this, and that there are many people who are taking advantage of it, but there are thousands who are not and should. If you could just make people realize that how many physically handicapped people in the Maumee Valley, what would would they give to be able to come down to any physical program? Many who cannot give anything, people who are physically sound, are prone to think that it's going to go on forever.
Yes. A couple of final questions. One being, you mentioned numerous changes that you've seen happen over the course of time with the YMCA, from physical plan itself to some of the programs and things such as that. What would you say is the most drastic change that you've seen in the YMCA over the course of 50 years that you've mentioned you've been affiliated with the Y? Is there any one thing that stands out in your mind as the most dramatic change? Or
I believe it is the family-oriented program. I believe this is, to me, this is probably, there's many, many, of course, but in my mind, this stands out because I believe this is covering more of the area of needs in the community. Individually, it's here, but any time that you can benefit the and to help to develop a Christian home and a better family life, this makes a program far effective. Mm-hmm. This I think is the most outstanding for me.
Okay, you mentioned something that other people disagreed with you a little bit on in terms of the aspect of the spirit, mind, and body, and that being the YMCA as such has sort of fallen away from some of the things that perhaps it initially set down as criteria, and I'm referring now to the spiritual Christianity and things like this. You may mention the fact that you feel that it's coming around again. Why do you feel that?
Well, for a few years back, there just seemed to be a feeling that that we had to we sort of minimized the Christian programs and the Christian activity in the programs. And I think this was partially due to a breakdown in leadership, in staff, if you will, because they were trying to advance programs and they just felt maybe this wasn't their field. Well, it isn't our field to take the job of the church. That's not our function.
Mm-hmm.
But the Christian attitude and everything that is done in the association's work is what is most important. And as the demand through the war years and so forth became very difficult to get the type of staff and the type of personnel that was available to even make your general program function, this, I think, has something to do with the breakdown of this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I feel it's coming back. I see it. As a matter of fact, we have here at the Y, we still have and have always had a short chapel service every Thursday at noon.
Yes.
Our chaplain now, Bill Butnack, a retired professor from YSU, is now conducting a worship program on Thursday mornings at 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
This includes staff and employees of and members of the Y, anyone who would care to attend.
Mm-hmm.
This is coming up, and I believe this is going to expand. The attitude is good. Certainly we are not trying to preach a religion. This is not our function. But our function mm-hmm. is in helping to develop a Christian life.
Okay. Final question, and that is, what do you see the YMCA going to, turning into, developing to 10 years down the pipe? Do you have any premonitions as to how the YMCA will go or what will change about it?
I believe that we will be more involved. We will have more sophisticated programs such as our physical fitness program is today. Because certainly what that program is today is so far advanced from it than it was some 40 years ago that it gets down to the individual person. I think it is the personal touch that makes the difference in programs. Where you touch someone personally, this becomes a far more effective program. Mm-hmm. And I believe that in all these areas that of our program today, and many that I have mentioned here, are any of those programs that are becoming more successful are those that touch the individual a little bit more than the others. And I believe that as people see the program of the YMCA and what it can do, if they will look and get the word to the people, mm-hmm. what this particular program is and what it can do for them, I believe this is going to advance the YMCA and its community function. And I believe that if we do this, even our trying financial problems will not be a problem, because the job can be done, and if it is done and done properly, the financing will be there.
Okay, and this is something that you feel the increased and better advertising and things like that will help along the way too.
Advertising to the extent of communication to the community, to let the people know what is here.
Uh-huh.
Many, many people. The YMCA is something that's down there for the little kids, mm-hmm. or what have you. It is. That is a very great function, because that's the YMCA of the future.
Mm-hmm.
And these programs that I have mentioned that excite me are those that involve the family, the children, in their exposure to the YMCA. And as they grow older, just as I told you it has happened in my family,
yes.
I feel that the more of this is done, that the YMCA of the future is going to have men and women who, as children, found out what the YMCA was and what it will do, and it will remain with them, and this will advance the program.
Okay. I'd like to thank you for taking the time to sit and talk about some of your instances, happenings, and things with the YMCA. Again, thank you very much.
I hope I've been helpful.
Yeah.
Thank you.